This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about preparing for a new season. So recently, I talked about the seasons changing and how we can sometimes feel when we feel as though we're living in between two seasons. And this made me think about, if we're preparing for a new season, what proof do we have that we're actually preparing for this new season? So for example, I live here in Chicago, and just a few short weeks, I'll be preparing for the fall season, and my closet will be proof as I begin to move my winter garments and boots to the forefront of my closet, and my summer clothes and open-toe sandals will fade towards the back of my closet. So if anyone were to walk into my closet, they'd see proof that I am preparing for the fall season. In the spiritual realm, we also have to have proof that we are preparing for a new season. And what I occasionally lose sight of, but was recently reminded of, is the importance of inviting the Holy Spirit into our journey, especially when we're embarking on something new or we're on the cusp of change. Sometimes we forget to seek the Holy Spirit, but Jesus teaches us in John 14 that the Holy Spirit is sent as our counselor, one that will never leave us and who leads us into all truth. So while we may get caught up in the newness of a new beginning itself, we might end up losing sight of what is actually important. So the next time you feel you're on the cusp of change or something new, invite the Holy Spirit in and remember these words. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John 14, 26. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, remember the Holy Spirit.